Platinum, welcome everybody. We seem to be getting a little bit of static here. Okay, that seems better. I don't know. Okay. So, if anybody's having trouble hearing anything, I know there's some static. Let me see if we can get rid of that. You can, please let me know. I can go back on speakerphone, but I just picked up the phone. So, I'm assuming you can hear me, yes? Got quiet. A little bit quiet. Yes? Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, yes. Okay, good. Okay. I don't know what the static is. I'll go back on the speakerphone if I can't get rid of it. Okay, today, Satnam, welcome. Shakti activation merging into the field of divine wisdom, higher consciousness, hosted by Yogi Bhajan, his group of ascended masters, and Karen and everybody that's here with us. We're all working together. And we have a very interesting configuration today that we're working with, and I did receive information from the master what he wants us to talk about today. So we'll just go ahead, and he's suggesting that we go ahead and take a breathe, which is a unifying breath, so we can all feel centered in the field of the Shakti, the field of the life force, the field of the new frequencies that we're merging into at this beautiful time on Mother Earth. Go ahead, breathe into the field, fill yourself up with the divine nectar of the masters in this moment, because right now I'm feeling them literally like pouring Amrita. They're showing me just symbolically like a little pitcher, and I'm seeing them pouring Amrita, the beautiful nectar of the gods, into the field for us to drink and eat. And Yogi Bhajan is suggesting that we go ahead and, I can't do this, but put your tongue on the roof of your mouth in the middle, so behind. In the middle, like not right behind the teeth, but in the center of the upper palate. And he's saying that that will cause our own divine nectar to secrete from our brain. And he's energizing that. He's saying that he's energizing, healing that part of our brain that connects with the crown chakra, with the higher frequencies, that actually secretes and drips this divine nectar, this Amrita, down into our bodies, into our fields. Okay, there you go. So just keep breathing in and then suspending the breath, tongue on the, there you go, the center of the upper palate. And then you can float in that field. So what Yogi Bhajan is telling us right now is that he's saying this is the feeling that we can expand into, the feeling of floating in the field of divine nectar. And he's saying that the calibration for us during our days, the reference point is to feel that kind of that we're surrounded. He's saying, we talked about this before, but like a kind of like a baby, like returning to the womb, except this is the womb of the infinite, the womb of the divine. We're not limited by the physical body. To feel that we're surrounded in kind of this very sweet nectar, that we're floating in this pool all the time. And he's saying that as we just focus on this, this will help stabilize our frequency, and we won't be as subjected to the chaotic frequencies that are on the planet right now. Which brings us to one of the frames of reference that we're working with today is we have these planets that we've been talking about. We have Mars joining Saturn in Libra. The actual conjunction is the 15th tomorrow. We've been under this influence for a while. And we have some other planets that are pivotal right now. We have Venus coming into Cancer tomorrow also. what's pivotal and interesting about these planets is Venus in Cancer is the water element. Cancer is the water. And so this feeling of floating in the field of Amrita is that feeling of feeling the sort of watery sensation of floating in the arms of love, like when you're in maybe singing kirtan, or maybe when you're in love, you feel that kind of very expanded, floaty feeling. So we've got Venus in Cancer. So what we're doing correlates to that, the water element. We have Mars, which is fire. We have Libra, which is air, and Saturn, which is earth. So what Yogi Bhajan was pointing out to me a little while ago was that he's saying this is a perfect time with the alignment of these planets right now during this week, especially the rest of this week, to focus on balancing the tattvas. As we move from the element of creation all the way down into physical form, we go through layer upon layer, about 31 layers, and we're working especially with 10 dimensions and the 10 bodies, but the lowest level of creation that we're working with is earth, or like mud. So that's the lowest frequency. So we have Saturn, and then we have water. So we have earth, water, we have Cancer, and we have fire, which is Mars. And then we move on up to air, the heart, which is Libra. So as we balance the tattvas, these tattvas with the ethers and with the 10 dimensions and with the infinite, the frequencies of the infinite, this is the time to experience that perfect joining of heaven and earth. So what's happening right now is whatever maybe is in the field, stuck in our field, is creating karma in because of attachments to these tattvas. That's what Sri Singh Sabha Yogi Bhajan is working on cleansing, releasing us from, breaking, piercing the veil of that false identity with these elements. We use the elements, we work with the elements, but we don't want the tattvas to use us. So as we move into being co-creators with the divine, we want to be able to work with the tattvas, just like if you're making a meal, you want to get your ingredients from the store, from your garden, from the refrigerator. You want to be able to get the ingredients, and you put them together for whatever kind of delicious feast you want to make, whether it's some beautiful Indian feast with delicious prasad and whatever else it is that you totally love. You don't want to have that prasad, you know, spill all over the floor or whatever. So he's saying that this is a pivotal moment to basically, he's saying, get command. These are the specific words that I hear him saying to us right now. He's saying this is a perfect week. This is a perfect time frame to take command of the tattvas, of your tattvas, of these elements, so that you can work with them to co-create, to create the world, whatever, however you want to be in the world and however you want to share that with others, to get aligned with the elements, which start in ether and beyond, the elements and the parts and the frequencies that we actually work with to bring these higher frequencies into being. So this is the pivotal moment that we're working with. In Ardhas, we speak about the lower aspects of the five elements: lust, anger, greed, pride, and attachment. So water is related to lust. So we want to move from lust, which means exploiting the world around us or exploiting another person. We could have a lust for, people could have a lust for power. So these are the elements that are needing to be balanced in the world right now. So, oh, beautiful. Okay, we're getting a beautiful flow. There's a lot of flow now on the call with everybody's topics. So he's, Sirius Sing Sab is telling us right now, as we, how beautiful, as we clear and cleanse our own tattvas, then we're holding that field of purity that will affect, he's saying, lots of other beings that known and unknown. We won't even know how much we're affecting and helping to uplift the vibration of the planet by cleansing our own tattvas, because he's saying, this is what's meant to be happening on the planet at this moment. So we are basically holding the frequency for that to happen. I'm hearing some strange noises, but I'll keep going. So we have water. So we want water to run freely, to be pure, to drink pure water, not be stuck on some fixated point that as if it's outside of ourselves. So again, as you breathe in, breathe up through your feet, lift up on your diaphragm, and put your tongue, the tip of your tongue in the roof of your mouth. You're going to get the balancing of the water elements, be your secretions, purifying your bodily secretions, the river that keeps your energy and your body pure. Okay, good. So he is working on purifying the water, tattva. Ah, wow. So with exhale, you can just feel a flow. So I'm seeing a flow like a waterfall, but it's very gentle and warm. Good. So water, anger, fire, agnya tattva. So anger can turn to passion. So we want to just claim, and passion can turn to compassion as we move into the air element. So we want to basically grab the power of fire to burn through any dross, any negativity. So feel that. Beautiful. And earth, so the variation on the theme of the earth tattva is greed. So we're just going to let go of greed, let go of feeling that we need to grasp or attach ourselves to something outside of ourselves, and we'll feel that we want to follow the flow of spirit, the flow of the divine, so we can work with the earth and not have to exploit the earth. Good, beautiful. Okay. And air. So this has to do with being attached to earthly elements, which keeps us stuck on the earth. We want to be free again. We want to enjoy our surroundings and enjoy our possessions, but we don't want to become too focused on our possessions, too identified with that that's who we are. They're just something that we're working with and sharing. Beautiful. And then we can move into ether, the akasha. Now we move into the frequency of being co-creators with the divine. Okay, beautiful. Now we're in that frequency. And what Yogi Bhajan wanted me to talk about was he wanted me to talk about Japji. We've talked about a little bit about this before. We've talked about the Mool Mantra and the first Puri or verse. And each verse of the of Japji, which is the prayer that Guru Nanak gave us, when Guru Nanak in India was taking his morning bath by the river, like the sadhus do in India, we take our cold shower, and he went under the water, and it was a small village, and he disappeared for 3 days, 72 hours, and nobody knew where he was, and they looked everywhere. Everybody scrambled around, they looked up and down the river, they they jumped in the river, they went along the banks, and nobody could find him anywhere. And they thought he had just completely disappeared. They had no idea. And he appeared 3 days later. And when he appeared, he spoke Japji. And this is the guiding light, the beginning of this path, the Sikh path, the path of the gurus, the path of penetrating, piercing the veil of the darkness with the light of the divine. So as we move into our experience of being co-creators, one with the light of the divine, we can use these verses to pierce the veil of whatever we're working with. So the Mool Mantra is supposed to, is meant to remove fate and move into alignment with our destiny. And it also has to do with creating prosperity. And then we have the first verse, the first puri. So this is the knowledge of the divine, the knowledge of God and ecstasy is in this first verse, and it's an antidote to depression. And it takes you out of depression, insecurity, and the fear of loss. So the first both of these are wonderful, but in terms of the tattvas, these align with what we're saying. And then the second puri has to do with creating and for us to receive patience and stability, which means, so if we're talking about the earth element, we're talking about the Saturn, we're talking about how we balance our relationship with the divine. So this astrological configuration that we're in right now, Mars, the fire, joining with Saturn in the sign of Libra, Venus in Cancer. What this has to do is, this is a reconfiguration of our relationship. It's our power to move forward as co-creators so that we're not stuck in our attachment that's created by our attachment or our misunderstanding of working with the tattvas. So this is a pivotal time to work through and let go of anything that has bound us down, known or unknown. We've picked up from the world around us or from past lives or the people around us. So the antidote is to listen to Japji or chant these puttis. So that's why Yogi Bhajan wanted me to talk about this today. So in the second putti, what we're working with right now is the order that we need to follow to move into our ascension, our divine being status, so to speak. So the order is to, again, as we're working with today, align the tattvas to the higher frequencies, like tuning up your instrument. I used to play piano, I used to play clarinet, and I played clarinet. When I practiced, I always had to, you know, had to get tuned up, and the piano had to be tuned. So you want to make sure that you're in tune. So we're tuning up our tattvas our instrument can walk in the path of the divine. What is the path? We're giving the path of the 10 bodies, 11 being mastery, the 10 yogic bodies, the 10 dimensions, the kundalini. So as we pierce the veil and walk on the path, we're able to step into the ascended master consciousness and help others learn how to walk on that path. So how do we pierce the veil? We pierce the veil with the light of our soul. So in the tantric numerology that we work with, the first number is the soul number. So whatever day you're born, if you're born on the first of the month, then your soul number is a 1. If you're born on the second, your soul number is a 2. So that's what you especially need to work with. That's the light of your soul. If you only focus on one number in your practice or what you think about or how you're framing what you're working with on a regular basis, think about what your soul number is. So if your soul number is a 2, so 1 is the soul, 2, 3, and 4 are the mind. 5 is physical body, 6, 7, and 8 spiritual bodies, 9 meditative mind, 10 radiant body, 11 mastery. So just to repeat that if there's new people on the call, and we have people listening to these calls later. So if, say as an example, if you're born on the 2nd, so your soul number is a 2, so we call that negative or protective mind. So you'll always be, you could tend to be, say, hypercritical, as an example, until you balance the air tattva, and then you can have the ability to be very discriminating, and you can help others to make distinctions and learn how to discriminate different elements or different experiences or different possibilities, or you might be good at helping other people making clear decisions. So to know that, you'll be, that's an access point for you. So whatever number your soul is an access point for you to work with. So you're piercing the veil with the light of your soul. So we have the order that we have to follow, whatever particular qualities we're working with, or whatever particular flavor we're working with. Everybody has to follow a certain order. They have, everybody has to pierce the veil of the illusion of being separate from the divine and be able to manage or coordinate or handle the frequencies to be able to live in these higher frequencies. So we have to be able to stabilize the mind, because, so we're talking about the order of the 10 bodies and piercing the veil. So we're piercing the darkness, the shadows of the mind. So if someone's just judgmental and critical, as we move into the higher frequencies, the fourth dimension and beyond, we are moving in the frequency of what you say starts to have more power. So I'm sure you've experienced that as you meditate and get more clear, that you manifest more quickly. So it's part of, it's like a protection. You don't want to put a baby, you know, just on a sidewalk by itself, because they might crawl into the street and get hit by a car. So as we move into these higher frequencies, we're needing to be able to command or order or direct the energies so that they're able to be worked with in a way that's positive and supporting and uplifting for ourselves and others. So that's why, as we understand the command, the order, and have the ability to direct the flow, we have the ability to direct the tattvas, then we can create bigger and bigger, powerful, supportive, uplifting experiences for ourselves and others on the planet. So in the second putti of Japji, the one that imparts patience and stability, we want to get stabilized in these frequencies. So what it talks about, and we'll listen to the Gurumukhi in a minute, but what it talks about is the way it was translated by BBG, and I'm going to add my commentary, is by his command, bodies come into being. So again, as we can say, once we understand the order or the direction, that this command, this order, this direction, or this directive is so powerful that we can, it actually creates life. Out of this force, people are actually born. You actually get a body. That's no small feat. And by his command or direction or order, the command can't be described, because it's the power to command, the power to direct. And we're trying to talk about and describe it right now when I'm breaking it down into the tattvas and the planet, and Yogi Bhajan's continuing to work with clearing the field. And the putti says, by his command, I'm going to say by this command, by this divine, because of this divine order, souls come into being. So, I mean, if we broke it down really simply, we'll say, on the very beginning level, we go to a restaurant, we look at the menu, and we order something to eat. We order a salad. Well, that's a direction. Well, this is a big direction. By the divine direction, souls come into being. That's a tall order. So once you understand the order, you go higher and higher, higher and higher up in your abilities to bring forth really great and powerful essences or things. Souls come into being. By this command, glory and greatness are obtained. By this command, some are high and some are low. So in other words, as we learn to follow directions and we're really understanding how to work with the tattvas, we start achieving an experience of feeling better about ourselves, being in an experience that feels glorious. And if we're not able to follow the order, some are high, some are low, then we're at a lower frequency. By this command, some are high, some are low. If you could follow the order, if you can chant japji, if you can balance your tattvas, you get the benefits. There's a benefit to walking on this path that has been ordered and laid out for us. Some are high, some are low. By this command, some are blessed and some are forgiven. So we've talked a lot about the portal, that this time is like a portal. And this is a time of grace. So as we can, and in this moment, it's a moment of grace. So Yogi Bhajan smiling, saying, yes, this is a portal moment. Good. So just again, breathe in. Put your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Okay, big clearing right now. Yogi Bhajan's clearing some kind of big, I don't know, looks like a shadow, karma. I don't know what it is. Just breathe. Okay. Good. Exhale. By this command, some are blessed and some are forgiven. Wow, I'm feeling very blessed right now. Others, by this command, wander aimlessly forever. So in other words, if we're attached to, say, lust, then we're looking for lust outside of ourselves rather than knowing how to work with the water tattva. Beautiful. By this command, some wander aimlessly forever. All are subject to this command. All are subject to the order, through the divine order that's set out for us, basically, which is piercing the veil of maya, of ignorance, of darkness, of shadow, of the subconscious, of that which is less than the divine purity with the light of our souls. All are subject to this command. All must follow this path. No one is beyond this directive. No one's beyond this order. We all have to follow this order. And then we say, Nanak, one who understands this order doesn't speak in ego. One who understands this follows the direction, learns how to breathe, balance their tattvas, learns what the steps on the boardwalk are. Okay, I need to pierce the veil, the darkness of my mind, which could initially negative mind, again, like I said, being judgmental. So if we find ourselves thinking judgmental thoughts, then when we, okay, what I need to do is direct the soul, which is like your arrow. So you direct the soul, the light of your mind, to pierce the veil of darkness, of the darkness of judgmental thoughts, and move into a positive thought, a compassionate thought, so that you can breathe and move into neutrality. So that's an example, learning to use the tools, learning to walk on the path. So what we're going to do right now is just go ahead and breathe. You're doing great. And we are working on balancing these tattvas. I'm going right now to get my iPod. I had to go into the other room where it was plugged in. Good. Doing great. Practice your breathing. Allow your crown chakra to open. There you go. Nice. Okay, just keep breathing. I'm just setting up my iPod. We're kind of in the middle of the recording. I'm trying to get my iPod to cooperate here. Okay, here we go. Okay, so just listen and allow your thoughts just to be cleared. Now this is the first three verses sung in English. So just feel this.
Japti Saya, meditation of the soul. We are one with God. This is our true identity. Doer of everything beyond fear. Beyond revenge, beyond death, image of the infinite, unborn, full of life, the Guru's gift. Meditate, primal truth, true for all time, true at this instant, oh Nanak. Forever true. By thinking and thinking, nothing happens. Though I may think a thousand times, deep in silence, nothing happens, though the string of longing plays. The hungry people stay hungry, with the weight of the world on their backs. But you can't take it home with you. How can I live the truth? How can I cut through this net of lies? Walk in God's will within and without. Oh, Nanak, it is written in your soul. God's will, all structures are formed beyond words. In God's will, all souls are formed and become great. In God's will, we are high or low. In God's will, our pleasure and pain. In God's will, our loss and gain. God's will is alive within us. No one is without it, O Nanak. When you understand God's will, all thoughts of self depart. Someone is singing of power.
Okay, inhale. And exhale, beautiful. Slowly come back. And if anybody would like to share anything, you can. That may have been a little, listening to the Gurmukhi may have been a little bit unfamiliar. But just go with the energy, it's just the intention. And I'm happy to have you put your own interpretation and your own words on it. We're just trying to describe the other frequencies so we can float in them, which I'm feeling that we're floating in these Amrita frequencies right now.